Hello.
Dat ik moet zeggen dan dat.
Played.
Should I bring my thing too?
This one. Yeah, no, it's for me. Just have to mix it up.
I think I've got my mouse.
Oh, I also forgot my mouse, but I don't need my mouse, I think.
I do. Come on. There we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computers. Can you hear me? Hello? Test?
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know. Check. Okay. I think it works.
So you all read what we're going to do, or no?
Yeah. I'm gonna make a remote control.
Laptop is ancient.
Just made a simple presentation. You also put some things in it. How does this work? I don't know.
One most to right, just the one.
This one?
Yeah.
Press F11.
But that's my name, I know it all. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So look how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. You also read what this things or
Yes.
not yet, okay? So, yeah, it has to be original, friendly, user-friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what that's the specifications of the components and the properties and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so this is these are two smart boards. This is an introduction of that one. And you already saw, you know all the here you can put things in the project map
Folder, yes.
folder. So what are we going to do first? So you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard and say why it's your favorite animal. So, and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So, okay, so first, I'll show you. Maybe you can come here to have a look how it works.
I can see it now.
It's a new page. It's pen format. And different color in this one. And I just take pink. Okay. No, it's not pink. Control slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice item.
Looks very nice.
I guess so. Not like this? Oh no. It
looks like a dinosaur.
It does, I like it.
A pink elephant.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of your control things if you want.
Let me try one.
Don't, yeah, just use it like that, it's okay.
Okay.
Just inform us you can use it bending.
Okay, and then what's the color? How do I do?
It's in format.
Ah. I'll take this one. It has to be water, but...
No, it has to be an animal, so if
that's... Yeah, yeah, but it's an animal. It's an animal that lives underwater. So I first draw the water.
The water is important.
Okay, and now I make the animal. It's a fish. This is some room. Beautiful, huh?
Yeah,
so. Okay, who next? Okay.
Make a new blank.
Well, Paul?
Yeah. Like this?
Yeah, not too far to the you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that no to the yeah.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No. Or a dog.
No.
A sheep?
Not
we only have 25 minutes, so hold it more to the back and you don't okay.
We'll just draw the thing, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay, thank you. would be just you write it down and you download it to Word. You already did it or no?
No.
Yeah, that's obvious.
But
you actually get to write on this paper.
Sorry?
You really get to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in typed words.
Yeah,
so
it's just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So.
You,
it's not that
you
good
can
would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in Word.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a donkey.
Half past 10. Brilliant.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
We have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The production costs are about half the price of selling price, sorry?
Yeah, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are in remote control, the first of these, and everything. So, you think about remote control.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it lonely from the and not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's,
I'm not sure,
it's not.
Yeah, probably would be.
Because,
other television or more devices?
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure.
Yeah, I know, you can buy a universal control
okay,
for
so
only 20 euros.
It's a universal remote.
Yeah, I think.
Perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote control.
Not just the TV?
No, just everything.
Okay.
Okay.
So. What's a remote control? Is this a black thing with some buttons on it? It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well, I thought about making it the same as style as the television, but yes, we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it. It has to be clear because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Yeah. Nothing frustrating then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So. We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have.
Well, we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about a one you can
fold open,
okay.
You can see
cool.
More options.
Maybe for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something.
Right.
Also just
right.
General things like volume and TV channels and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
or
good. Yeah.
Think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
need to make a menu.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
but
not too expensive to put a touch screen.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's not reachable, I think, touch screen. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control,
yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and
yeah.
Get often broken.
And if you have a touch screen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
yeah, and lots of kids use it, and touch screen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Maybe a home station.
And just recharge, you never
yeah.
Have to use any
maybe
batteries.
That's a good idea, but yeah, you have to look at the price, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal
well,
recharger?
How much is your standard mobile phone recharger?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone,
yeah.
It's probably expensive, but. I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in because maybe
yeah.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, but the home station is a really good idea because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now you can put it always at the same place. Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it
you can yeah you can buy it with
yeah,
it.
I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge.
Yeah.
Just put it in the station, or you can change the batteries.
Oh yeah.
Option, just the option.
Cool. I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable, the buttons on usual places, the on off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Does it have to be
yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know if
we. Think we have to look at that because, well, you can do everything the standard way, but.
You can make it very special to create our own
yeah.
Looks, but it's very hard to.
If we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Yeah.
You can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block,
yeah.
And then the volume obviously on top so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often. So if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
Yeah. What we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you. You can still do the.
Yeah, yeah, what Paul already said.
Yeah,
on top are the
yeah,
the basic options on top, and if you fold it out open.
But maybe
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or something.
Yeah.
So
maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very.
If you make it to fold open, it's also the strength is not as good as a normal remote control.
We have to close this to finish this meeting, so some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user, as only the looks and the.
Know what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah, there's also about strength
Yeah, we
and
can also go down some
for
stuff
everything.
more.
Yeah, no, maybe not. Not friend. That's not. That's something for
Technical
people. Yeah,
friend.
that's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of
What do you want
buttons
to
do you
do with
have?
your remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay.
There's already a document in the folder.
Yeah, me too.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay, well done.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square, your laptop.
Ooh, Paul. Ciao.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.